the Word of God for a few minutes tonight. Amen. If you came to this church 52 Sunday nights in a row, 152 in a row, you wouldn't hear me do what I'm going to do tonight. But I said I was going to do it, and so I'm going to this evening. And I'm going to try to teach you what the Bible says about a subject that's got a lot of people confused. Many. Tens of thousands. Yea, millions. And tonight, I'm going to look at what the Bible says about speaking in tongues. And we're going to do Bible study, so I'm not going to preach like I normally do. I know we have a lot of folks here tonight. You say, Brother Danny, I just come to hear you preach. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to teach a little bit tonight, show you a few things that's going on in our country and in the world, and try to clear up some things. We as Christians need to know what we believe and why we believe it. Golly, I'm telling you, you really, really, really ought to do better than that. Men, come on. We ought to know what we believe. We ought to know why we believe it. Yeah, I mean, if you're a man of God, you ought to say amen. One of these days, you're going to be up here and everybody's just going to sit there. I don't know if you agree with me, like it, lump it, choke on it, what your problem is. If you look down and play with your phone the whole time I'm up here, that really hurts my feelings. And you're going to reap it one of these days. You're going to reap it. But anyway, here we go. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says about this issue. And we're going to, first of all, I've got a video there of Justin Bieber singing about speaking in tongues. He's got a song called Speaking in Tongues, a little retard. If there is a gift of tongues, he sure ain't got it. I promise you that. And then I got some other stuff, but I want to show you a little bit about what's going on. So get me these six up here, Ron, and then the two on the far right, them, the choir lights. I don't think we'll have to turn them all down tonight. Let's just take just a minute to see a little bit what's going on in churches tonight. And hope I can maybe help you a little bit. Look at this little clip here tonight, just for a second. Can you get my red mic back on, please? Okay.
If you don't open your mouth, the Holy Spirit can't talk. All right, now I want every...
She told these kids, if you don't open your mouth, the Holy Spirit can't talk. So she's teaching them, bunch of kids, to try to speak in tongues. Now watch.
Why don't you raise your hands and we're going to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Oh, we love you, Jesus. So kohor rasha da kahala busida. Lo rasha da kahala busida. Holy Spirit, fall. He's here. Feel His power. Feel His power. See if you talk there. And the Holy Spirit is just going to whisper into you what to say. Don't stop. This is the greatest day of your life next to the day you got saved.
She's not in a trance. She's not out of it. She's very aware of what's going on. She's just hooking up with the Spirit. She's just staying focused. I can go into a playground of kids that don't know anything about Christianity, lead them to the Lord in a matter of just
no time at all. And just moments later, they can be seeing visions and hearing the voice of God because they're so open.
They are so usable in Christianity. If you look at the world's population, one-third of that 6.7 billion people are children under the age of 15. One-third. Where should we be putting our efforts?
You're shy. Can't believe it.
Except for when things are happening in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, then you're not shy at all. Oh, you guys are great. Really appreciate you coming. Can't wait to see you again this summer.
We hug. All right. Good to meet you, Taryn.
All right.
Good to meet you, Levi. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
What's these little I'm not gonna, what's this?
I want the kids just climb over the chairs, get everybody. Begin to pray for people. Let the power of heaven, let God's healing power flow through the children and get your healing from God
have
through the kids.
Have childlike faith if you need healing in your body. Have childlike faith.
Hear them songs. You hear that spirit in that song?
You. That he wants to, if you need healing in your body.
Let that healing power flows into you through the kid's hands.
Need healing in your mind.
Jesus, heal. Say more, Jesus. More, Jesus. That's it.
Childlike faith, you need healing. Childlike faith, if you need healing.
All right, let's stop there just a second. Give me my lights back on there. Is this what the Bible says? Is there anything in the Bible that even remotely resembles what we're seeing here tonight? Let's take our Bibles and find out tonight. I want to say a few things about this evening. And you listen to me. My job is to teach you the truth. The modern day charismatic movement that you and I know began in Los Angeles, California at the Azusa Street Mission. And that's exactly why preachers won't preach on it, because it's so controversial. But you've got to know the truth. What does the Bible say? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth won't hurt you. Truth won't hurt you. And if a man ain't willing to listen to the truth, then his heart, there's something wrong with his heart. There is nowhere in the Bible where anybody fell backwards and worshiped God. No such thing. So you got to be careful. I'm not saying those people are not saved. I'm not saying they don't love the Lord. I'm not saying that at all. Don't you think I'm being judgmental? Don't you think that I'm being cruel or ugly or mean? Or I'm just this old Baptist that thinks everybody's wrong? But I don't say that at all. I'm just saying if we're going to do it and we're going to worship God, let's do it according to the book. That's what I'm saying. There is nowhere in the book where anybody ever fell on their back when the power of God hit them, except lost people come to crucify Jesus. Only time. Daniel, John, the Revelator, every one of them fell on their face. Fell on their face. If the Lord walked in that door here tonight, I wouldn't go like that and do like I can fall on my back. If the Lord walked in that door tonight, I'd go down on my face and say, God, have mercy on me. Like that right there. And that's exactly what they did in the Bible. So if you're going to worship God, make sure you're doing it according to the scripture. Now, let's take this tonight, and let me say a few things about it this evening, and I hope it'll be a blessing to your heart. Like everything else, there's ditches on both sides of the road, and I'm not saying that these people are full of the devil or nothing like that. I'm not saying that they're not saved. I'm not saying they don't live a better life than we do. Some of them probably do. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if you're going to worship God, let's get it right. All right. There are three times in the Bible, I'll show you this tonight, and we'll do some more next time, when people spoke in tongues. There's only three times in the Bible when anybody spoke in tongues. They're all three in the book of Acts. Take your Bible and turn to Acts chapter 2. There are only three times in the Bible when it actually records someone speaking in tongues. Let's look at them tonight. Acts chapter 2. And the first one, this is what we call the day of Pentecost. You got to get your Bible now. This is going to get boring. I usually just preach. Tonight, we'll teach. Acts chapter 2. Get your Bible. If you don't have somebody don't have a Bible, look at it with them tonight. Acts chapter 2. Now, hold your place there in Acts chapter 2, and we're going to show you some scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians. You want to turn to 1 Corinthians. This is the only other book in the Bible where tongues are mentioned. Corinth, the church at Corinth, was the most worldly, carnal, backslid church of all the churches. Paul wrote to them to straighten them out on their doctrine. Notice what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 22. The Bible said here, "For the Jews require a sign." Oh, those Jewish people, their nation began with a sign back when Moses turned the water into blood and all that. And ever since then, Jews require, they have to have a sign before they will believe something. But the Greeks seek after wisdom. That'd be Gentile. Jews require a sign. Now, hold your finger there. Turn over to chapter 14. 1 Corinthians 14 is the entire chapter there about speaking in tongues, and we'll look at what it says about it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 22. These are easy to remember because it's 1:22 and 14:22. Wherefore, look at it, chapter 14 verse 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign. That's the purpose of anybody in the Bible speaking in tongues, a sign. Now, answer me. Who requires a sign? Jews. The Jews required a sign, and tongues were for a sign that they are. Not to them that believe. See, it's not to Christians, people that believe, but to them that believe not. Them that believe not. Now, with that in mind, the Bible said, Jews require a sign. And tongues are for the sign. There are three times people spoke in tongues in the Bible. Let's look at Acts chapter 2 just for a moment. Now, look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. I'm going to read it fast. You follow me. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, who's the they? Back up to chapter 1 for the context. Chapter 1, verse number 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, he went up. That was those 11 apostles. Judas had fell, and the 11 were standing there, and they watched him go up. That's who they is in verse 10. Look at verse 12. Then returned they, the 11, unto Jerusalem, to the mountain that is called Olivet. Verse 13. And when they were come in, they went into an upper room, and there they are, them guys there. Verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer with supplication with the women, Mary, Mother of Jesus, and all of them. All of the people that were up there put together were 120. The they refers to the 11 apostles in this scripture. You cannot prove that all 120 of those disciples spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost. If you look at it with the context being they, it was only the 11 apostles. I wouldn't argue about it because it don't say it. But it would be hard to prove that all 120, which most people believe, of those people spoke in tongues. It don't say they didn't, but it sure don't say they did. It said it all referred to they as the 11 apostles. Look at, look at verse number 17. For when they was talking about Judas, he was numbered with us, and obtained part of this ministry, the apostle. Look at verse number 23. And they appointed two. Who's that, the they? The 11. Joseph, called Barsabbas, and Justus. They're trying to get somebody to replace Judas. Look at 24. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, verse 25, and they chose somebody to take Judas' place because he failed. Verse 26, and they gave forth their lots. And then chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord with one place. If the they means the same in that verse it did through all the other ones, it's the 11 apostles. Whether it does or not, I'm not positive. We can debate that. But the only ones you can prove spoke in tongues here would be the 11. Look at chapter 2 and verse 2. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. I've never seen that in one of these services. Has anybody ever seen or been to a service where people were speaking up where it sounded like the wind was blowing through like a tornado or a hurricane? Never seen it. I've never saw it on Benny Hinn. I've never seen it on the other guys on TV. Jimmy Swaggart. Something I like to hear Jimmy Swaggart preach. I have no problem with these men. I think they're saved and love God. But I've never heard the rushing mighty wind, and you haven't either, because the day of Pentecost was a one-time thing. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. You don't ever see that either. Have you ever seen on TV when that bunch of people fall down and little cloven tongues of fire start appearing in the church? Has anybody ever seen that? I haven't. Never has it been recorded. It's never been on TV. Nobody's ever seen it one time since then. They all talk about, we got the same thing they got. We got it like they got it. No cloven tongues of fire and no rushing mighty wind. Something wrong. Something missing. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, here's the key to understanding this. Verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. There you go. Jews. Jews require a sign. The Jews did not believe that Christ was the Messiah. And they said, we don't believe that. And they had to have a sign. God said, tongues are for the sign. So they spoke in tongues to convince unbelieving Jews that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Look at it. Verse 4 said, they spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5 said, they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, and the multitude came together, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They couldn't believe it. It wasn't an unknown gibberish that nobody could understand. They understood them in their tongues. Whatever country they came from, they could understand what the men were saying. That was the purpose of tongues on the day of Pentecost, ladies and gentlemen, was to convince unbelieving Israel who had rejected their Messiah that Jesus was the Son of God. And they, when they heard them speak in their language, knowing they had never been to school to learn it, they said, oh my goodness, we hear them speak the wonderful works of God. And it convinced unbelieving Jews. The purpose? To convince an unbelieving Jew. Are you with me? Say amen. All right, do you understand that? Do you understand? Let's get our feet on solid ground. The Bible said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. These people knew what these men were saying. Now, look at what he said. Verse 7, they were all amazed and marveled. And verse 8, how do we hear every man in our own tongue? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya and Cyrene, strangers of Rome. We hear them speak in our tongues, 11, the wonderful works of God. Some people thought they was drunk. Other people thought. But it was a sign to unbelieving Israel. It was to convince unbelieving Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. Now, there's three times people spoke in tongues in the Bible. There's your first one. They're all three in the book of Acts. Let me tell you people something. Listen, I went through all this when I first got saved. I went to every kind of church. I've had hands laid on me by women preachers. I've prayed for everything. I want it all. I'm not a narrow-minded Baptist who don't know no better because that's all he's ever been taught. I've read their books. I've listened to them with an open mind. I've been to meetings, man, over in Asheville where, I mean, boy, they was seeing demons over the congregation and throwing cigarettes across the church building and everything in the world. And I said, Lord, if this is real, I want it. This is real, I want it. And so I got in the book, and I began to study, and I began to pray with an open mind and heart to what the Bible said. So as always at Shining Light Baptist Church, we're going to let the Bible settle what we believe, not what we saw on TV or not what we felt or because we think so-and-so's a good man, he must be right. Great men are not always right and good men are not always right on stuff. You've got to get what the book says. That's one of your advantages of coming to this church. You're going to get what the book says. Turn your Bible to Acts chapter 10. Here's the second time. We'll go through these two more and we'll stop for tonight. Acts chapter 10. All right, look at Acts chapter 10. And here's the second time anybody spoke in the Bible. You need to remember that when you're studying the Bible, the book of Acts is a transitional book. What do I mean by that? You're changing. The book of Acts, everything is changing. In the book of Acts, you're going from Old Testament to New Testament. In the book of Acts, you're going from Jew to Gentile. You're going from law to grace. The most dangerous place in the Bible to base your Christian belief is Acts. I mean, one time somebody over here got baptized and didn't speak in tongues. Another time over here, somebody got baptized in Jesus' name and did speak in tongues. Somebody over here didn't get baptized and didn't get the Holy Ghost. Somebody over here got the Holy Ghost and did get baptized. Everything's changing today. You can't, and there's denominations based on every one of them stories. Some believe you only baptize in Jesus' name only. Have you ever heard of that? Jesus only. All right. Some of you are familiar with that. There's lots of churches in this area that believe if you have to baptize somebody in the name of Jesus, you're not supposed to use Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We'll get into that another time. But you need to study. All right. Acts chapter 10, the second time anybody spoke in tongues in the Bible. Here we go again. This was the Jews rejected the gospel. Paul got saved in chapter number 9. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. It was Peter, 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 Peter. Then all of a sudden, it's Paul, 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 Paul. Rob Peter, pay Paul. That's a scriptural belief. And did you know what? God did that. Everything shifted because the Jews rejected the gospel. People, listen to me for a second. Just listen to me. I'm not being mean about your blessed grandma. I'm not trying to be ugly because somebody in your family believes. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I'm just saying this. If you don't get that Jew in the right place and understand the difference between Jew and Gentile church, you'll never figure out what the Bible's talking about. The Bible is a book of divisions, and it's got Jew, Gentile, and church, and there's some things God said to the Jew, he didn't say to the Gentile, and there's some things God said to the Gentile, he didn't say to church, and you've got to rightly divide it, or you'll be confused when you study the Bible and won't know what you believe. I'm not saying somebody on TV don't love Jesus. I'm not saying your grandma didn't have a vision or see something. I don't know what your grandma done. I'm not saying she ain't a good woman. Some of the Church of God women are some of the best women I've ever met in my life. The problem is they know it. And a lot of them, that's their sin. Amen. And but a lot of them really, really, really love Jesus. Acts chapter 10. Listen, brother. The best thing in the world is to really live right, and the worst thing in the world is to be proud of it. Acts chapter 10. Look at Acts chapter 10. This is the second time anybody spoke in tongues in the Bible. Remember, Paul got saved in chapter 9. He's the apostle to the Gentiles. Paul is it's shifting. Let me give you a question. Have you ever wondered how come Paul could heal people, and his shadow, Peter's shadow, could pass over somebody and heal them? And Paul could send handkerchiefs from his body, and they'd lay it on sick people, and they'd get better? And then all of a sudden, he's telling Timothy to take medicine and carrying a registered physician around with him and talking about Timothy's sickness. How come he don't heal him? Because as the Holy Spirit shifted from Jew to Gentile, from Old Testament to New Testament, the sign gifts faded with the days of the apostles. I did not say God don't work miracles. Don't you put words in my mouth. Don't you let demons talk to you. I didn't say God don't heal. I didn't say God can't heal. God can make me speak Chinese right now. No problem for God. I'm saying the sign gifts were for the apostles and the Jewish nation that didn't believe. That's what I'm saying. And that's what the Bible says. And for that, we get accused of saying, oh, you Baptists don't believe in miracles no more. Yeah, we do. We believe in healing. We just don't believe in healers. God can heal anything. He's healed me before. If I got sick tonight, you better believe I'm going to say, Lord, heal me. On my way to the hospital, I'll be saying, Lord, heal me. Amen? That's right, brother. Or before I even think about going to the hospital, I say, God, touch me. God can do anything. If there's a Jew in here and God wanted me to witness to him, he didn't speak English, the Lord could take my tongue and make me speak any language I want to. Listen, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter jumped up and preached, every one of them understood him. Ain't that something? All them people, what language was he speaking? Peter jumped up and preached, and every one of them heard in their own language. That's a wild thing. So God, the Holy Ghost, translated it in midair. It come out of his mouth, and she heard it in Chinese, and she heard it in Japanese, and he heard it in whatever, and he heard it in this, and he heard it in Buto, and he heard it in some other. I mean, he heard it in all these different languages, street language, and everything else. That's what God did. All right. Let's look at Acts chapter 10. There's a fellow by the name of Cornelius. And old Cornelius, he was sincerely praying to God. Verse 3, he saw in a vision coming to him. And he said, your prayers and alms have come up. Verse 4, and he said, somebody get Peter the apostle over here and let him preach to you. But now God had to work on Peter. You got to understand, people, in this day and time, Jews thought God wouldn't touch a Gentile with a 10-foot pole. They'd been believing. That's why Jonah didn't want to go preach over there at Nineveh. They would not mess with Jonah. They called them dogs. Anybody that wasn't a Jew was a dog, Gentile dog in the Bible. So Jews had no dealing with them. So God had to get Peter ready for what he's getting ready to do. So Peter goes up here on the roof one day, and he's praying, and he sees this trance. And he sees this trance, and it's let down this big old sheet, and it's got all kinds of animals in there that you're not supposed to eat according to Jewish law. And the Lord said, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Lord, Peter said, I ain't going to do it. I'm too religious for that, God. Yeah. You said, the Lord said, I'm telling you, kill that and eat it. And he said, no, I don't. I got convictions against that. Yeah. You see how them convictions, I mean, God was telling him to eat it. He said, no, Lord, I'm more right than you are. I ain't going to eat that. And the Lord said, hold it, buddy. Hold it just a second. I made these rules, and I can change it anytime I want to. Now, you kill and eat that thing. What I have cleansed, don't you call common. Now, anybody that knows the Bible and studied the book of Acts, which most of you have not because you spend all your time on computers and TV, if you studied the book of Acts, you know that those unclean animals represented Gentiles and the clean animals represented Jews, and God was trying to get it through Peter's head that he's going to start saving Gentiles. Right? Cornelius the Gentile. All right, here we go. So Peter is the Jew who don't believe that God would save a Gentile. Here we go. Now let's skip on down there. Verse 17. Now Peter doubted in himself what the vision should mean. The men were sent for. While he thought on the vision, verse 19, they said, three men seek thee. Skip way on over here now. And he said, I was fasting, verse 30, and come over there. And he said, this happened, that happened. And he said, you go ahead and don't doubt it, Peter. And look at verse 44. Verse 44. And while Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them, Gentiles, which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. Who's that? Jews. The Jewish circumcision was astonished. Let's read it again. Make sure you get this. Verse number 44. While Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on these Gentiles. That was the first time that the Holy Ghost fell on a crowd of Gentiles. And they of the circumcision, that's the Jews, were astonished. And as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And it convinced the Jewish nation that God would save Gentiles. If that hadn't happened, they'd have said, you ain't saved, you ain't saved. The Jews require a sign, and tongues are the sign. Anybody got any problem with that? You see how plain that is? See how clear it is if you forget what you've heard and just read the Bible? Just read it, man. Just read it. I'm glad I learned that a long time ago. Buddy, I'll just read that thing, let it say what it says. Don't read into it something it don't say. So here you got unbelieving Jews, don't believe Gentiles can get saved, the Holy Ghost falls on the Gentiles, they speak in tongues, and these Jews say, wow. Let's see what they say. Let's see what they say. Look at verse number 47. Can any forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. There you go with that baptism. And they prayed them to tarry certain days. And they shouted. That's the second time. The first time in the Bible, when anybody speaks in tongues, it's a sign of unbelieving Jews. Second time anybody spoke in the Bible, Acts 10, it's a sign of unbelieving Jews. Third time is Acts 19. Let's get this one. I'll let you go. We'll take up some more next time. The third time somebody spoke in tongues in the Bible is Acts chapter number 19. Here we go. And look here what it said here. You got to remember what God meant, what God said. Tongues are for a sign, and the Jews require a sign. There's extremes on both sides of the road. I have heard of cases where people on the mission field actually could speak another language. I've heard of that. I'm not denying that and say God can't do it and God don't do it. I'm not denying that at all. I don't go so far as some of our Baptist brethren. They're too far Baptist. I'm just Bible. I'm Bible first, Baptist second. Baptist is the closest doctrine to the Bible that you'll find anywhere in the world. And if you find something closer, you let me know what it is. Amen? That's why we're Baptist. Now look. Here in Acts chapter 19, let me show you another one. I've always wondered, I turned on the TV. Please, y'all, there ain't nobody here but us and the whole world watching on the internet, if they want to. But listen, I'm not being ugly. I'm not being critical. Don't you listen to the devil. I'm not trying to be ugly. But I saw Benny Hinn on TV not too long ago, and he was over in Africa somewhere preaching, and there was a million people, and he was going, Jesus loves you. And this guy would say, Sulilakalamata. And he said, and he died for your sins. And the guy said, Zupsala Chulapan. And I thought, there's when a man ought to be speaking in tongues. Why do it in America and everybody in the church knows English? If you got the gift of tongues, brother, there's a place to use it. Amen. Please, y'all. You said, well, Brother Danny, you shouldn't be critical of that. You should love the truth enough to back it up when you hear it. I love the truth more than I love what my aunt believes. Amen. Say amen right there. Come on. I love the truth more than I love what Papa dreamed one night. I love the truth of the King James Bible more than I believe my grandma saw a vision. I'm glad. Bless her heart. I'm still going to stick with what this book says. Amen. You say, well, my blessed grandma, I didn't say your grandma wouldn't lie. I'm just saying let God be true and every grandma a liar.
Amen.
Acts chapter 19. And if you love the truth, you'll appreciate that. Acts chapter 19. One more. Let me read this and we'll go. Well, to back up just a little, look at 18. Chapter 18, verse 28. I'm sorry, 24. Look at Acts 18, 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures. This whole story centers around this guy, Apollos, who was a Jew, eloquent in the scripture. But look at verse 25. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. That's all he knew. He didn't know nothing about Jesus' burial, death, resurrection. He didn't know anything about, all he knew was the baptism of John. Do you know what the baptism of John is? Turn your computer and TV off a while and read your Bible. The baptism of John said, I baptize you with water under repentance. That's all this guy knew. He knew only the baptism of John. That's all the guy knew. Now, watch this. That's all he knew. And he instructed people in the synagogue, verse 26, all Jews. And when Aquila and Priscilla, all Jews, people that went to the synagogue, Gentiles were not even allowed in the synagogue. They took him with them. He spanned the way and told him the way of the Lord more perfectly. And they said, man, Jesus died on the cross and you got to come in. And he got a hold of that and he went crazy in verse 28 and started convincing Jews that showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Now we're ready for 19. Chapter 19. Apollos come through. Paul come through. And he had all these converts. And he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Wow. He came to me and he said, have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost? I said, they didn't know there was such a thing as the Holy Ghost. Right. All we've heard, you're supposed to repent because somebody's coming that's going to save us. That's all they knew. That's all they knew. And yet you've got preachers all over America and the world getting up preaching to their people, have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost? You know there's more to it than that. You know Jesus died on the cross. And let me tell you something. A New Testament Christian, you can't have Jesus in your heart and not have the Holy Ghost. They're all three, one and three. For by one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. The Spirit of God puts you in Jesus. You don't come and get saved and then a month later come back and get the Holy Ghost and then come back. You get many fillings of the Holy Spirit. Every day you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Boy, you ought to see, some of y'all are looking like this and some of y'all are looking like this. I've got you thinking now. You're going to go home and study now. Good, good. I hope I stirred up enough stink here to keep you off your computer this week. Amen. And don't look it up on there. All you'll see is a bunch of crazy people. I mean, get in your Bible, brother. Get in your Bible. Get in your Bible. I didn't get this up. Mr. T got it for me. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you something tonight. Listen, look here what he said. Here we go. I want you baptized. Verse 4. Then said Paul, John baptized with the baptism of repentance. That's all. Saying that they should believe on him that should come after him. That's all John knew. There's somebody coming that's going to save you. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Ghost came on them. And they spoke with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12, to convince Apollos, Aquila, and all the Jews in the synagogue that God was pouring his Spirit out on the Gentiles. There you have it. Three times somebody spoke about tongues in the Bible. Acts 2, Acts 10, Acts 19. And every time, it's a sign to unbelieving Jews. And you know why this many preachers are going to keep quiet about it? Because they just say, well, we'll get rich people and we'll get big shot people and we'll get people in here. They might believe in it, but it's okay. We're not going to fuss and argue about it. And I ain't going to fuss and argue about it, but you ought to know what the Bible says. You ought to know what the book says. And you know now. That's the only time anybody did it in the Bible. In closing, in the scripture, everything should be done decent and in order. We'll get in 1 Corinthians next time where it said if anybody does speak in tongues, it should be one at a time and somebody interpret. What you seen a while ago was 50 and 60 at a time and nobody interpreting. I'm not trying to be ugly. The Bible said one at a time and somebody interpret. And you're still sitting there saying, but I still, you know why? You're going by what you heard or what someone in your family believes or something you felt instead of what the book says. You got to go by the book. No matter what you feel. Do you know there's homosexuals that really believe God put them together and they're supposed to be, they really believe and feel that. Does that make it right? No, it sure don't. You can't trust your feelings. No one has the sign gifts now that I know of. If a man had the sign, did you see that woman on there a while ago? She says, I'm an evangelist and I can go into a park and teach a bunch of kids and I can have them seeing visions and speaking in tongues in a few minutes. Did you see she had on glasses? Why don't she just say, Lord, would you heal my eyes and give me perfect? I don't understand. She had some other issues too. Did you see her glasses? I'm not trying to be ugly, man, but if you got the healing power of God, just say, Lord, heal my eyes. I mean, why don't one of these guys, listen, come on now, people. I like to hear some of them guys preach. I listen to John Hagee, Perry Stone, T.D. Jakes. I listen to them. They can say some good stuff. But I'm telling you, they're off on this thing. If you've got the gift of healing like the apostles, go over at Grace Hospital and clean it out tonight. That's what they did. That's what they did. Said he healed every sickness and every disease. Clean it out. Get up. Get up. Get up in Jesus' name. Somebody said, well, they've got to have the faith. How much faith do them dead people have? They not no faith. Can you imagine getting to a dead man saying, only believe, only believe. He didn't have no faith. If a man had the healing power of the apostles, he could walk up and touch you and you'd get well. Now, if you can do it, have at it. I'm all for you. Give me your phone number because when I get sick, you're the man I'm calling. Really, I'm serious. But if you can't, don't boast of a false gift. You're like a cloud comes over and think, oh boy, it's going to rain, and they don't get nothing. It's always great things are going to happen. We're going to see a great revival sweeping the world, and you never see it. It's a cloud without rain. All right, let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for this study. Pray now that you'd help our eyes to be open. Help us not to be a bunch of self-righteous, religious, smart alecks. Help us, Lord, to love everybody, even if we don't agree with them. Lord, we know we don't know everything. But God, help us to stand on what your word says and always love it, learn it, live it, and believe it, and die by it if necessary. Bless our church. Cause it to grow and prosper. We know stuff like this, Lord, tonight will help us to be strong and know what we believe and why we believe it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, now you know there's three times. Acts 2, Acts 10, Acts 19. It never happened no other time in the Bible. And next week, Lord willing, if the Lord don't change my mind, we'll do some more on it. Help clear. Now, I know there's a bunch of y'all got questions, and I'm soaking wet. Look, soaking wet. So here, this man right here will field all your questions that you have. If you want to argue something, see that man right there, okay? Let's